Christmas in Chicago. We were standing quietly inside a building hallway in downtown Chicago one Wednesday afternoon many years ago, watching the Rube Goldberg gigantic presses grinding out a big issue of the daily paper, glancing at the wall opposite the large windows at a journalistic display of photographs. The press was awesome. What became even more awesome was the silence when the presses stopped running. We thought something had broken down. Later that day, we saw the paper, folded and fresh off the press, in the hands of a vendor shouting about the mayor's death. We hadn't known till that moment what had made the presses stop. The city had turned sideways and was trying to right itself. I remember two of the photographs in that hallway on that particular day. One of an elevated cage of firemen poking their bodies out of a Dante inferno of smoke. Another of a crowd of people standing way back from a man about to put his hand into a bag containing what had to be a time bomb. Life is sweet, but life can be dramatic and, well, awesome. The holiday season was an interesting time to be in Chicago. Wish we had had the money to stay longer and visit friends and strangers alike. I did get to three bookstores in Evanston and a couple in the city. Plus, I got a personal tour of the most wonderful book haven I've ever seen. The three-building collection of books and memorabilia of one of the great magicians of an age gone by, J. Marshall. He was delightful, a book lover gone mad with love of accumulating. The many floors of books crammed against one another and not for sale would have driven less sturdy collectors wild with envy. I considered it my tour through the looking glass, though the books were thankfully not mirror images. Oh well, back to the real world, where I have to adopt and sell into fresh ownership the books nobody else wants, at least right now. I try to dust them off and keep them cozy till somebody does. I'm grateful for the silent messages these books send me as I scatter dust down the hall of the loft. The oh-so-irrelevant but precious self-revelations and kindnesses. This is a whale of a way to make a living.